When planning for Medicaid, assets are generally considered either countable or exempt. The treatment of IRAs, however, varies by state. A few states consider all IRAs to be exempt, while some states consider only IRAs belonging to the community spouse to be exempt. In most states, IRAs belonging to either spouse are considered countable for Medicaid purposes, meaning the accounts must be spent down in order to achieve eligibility. So, what if the institutionalized spouse owns a countable IRA? The value of the IRA counts towards their total assets, likely preventing Medicaid eligibility. But if they liquidate the balance or transfer ownership of the account, they will incur some hefty tax consequences and will still need to spend down the funds. Now they can fund the IRA into a Medicaid-compliant annuity, but the payments from the annuity are subject to become part of their Medicaid copay to the nursing home. That's where the name on the check rule comes in. This Medicaid-compliant annuity strategy involves a guideline by Medicaid to determine who income belongs to. If the income is payable to a particular spouse, it is considered available only to that spouse. In other words, the income belongs to the person whose name is on the check. In the context of MCA planning, the institutionalized spouse can fund their IRA into an MCA and make the income payable solely to the community spouse. The institutionalized spouse remains the owner of the contract, and they designate the community spouse as the payee. With the name on the check rule strategy, the institutionalized spouse can avoid the immediate tax consequences of liquidating the IRA, plus naming the community spouse as payee means they receive the MCA funds, protecting them from going toward the Medicaid copay. This strategy also allows the couple to take advantage of the favorable beneficiary rules by naming the community spouse as primary beneficiary ahead of the state Medicaid agency. When using the name on the check rule, there are a few considerations to keep in mind. First, although this isn't required for Medicaid eligibility, we recommend structuring the MCA over the institutionalized spouse's full life expectancy. This is the most conservative approach. Next, if the community spouse is eligible for an income shift from the institutionalized spouse under the MIMNA rules, using the name on the check rule may not be necessary. In these cases, the institutionalized spouse may remain payee of the MCA. Additionally, rather than receive a direct deposit of the MCA payments, we recommend opting for paper checks made payable to the community spouse. This serves as additional evidence that the income is for the community spouse only. Next, when dealing with a small value IRA, it may be more practical to liquidate the account and transfer the proceeds to the community spouse. And finally, while the name on the check rule is a great solution for many clients, the success of the strategy varies by state. If you have any questions about the name on the check rule or other Medicaid compliant annuity strategies, contact our office.